So free, caught in your love for me.
He loves me.
I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord.
He loves me.
I've never been
so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Never been so free, caught in your love for me.
He loves me.
I've never been more secure, knowing your heart.
So glad he loves me. Never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord. Down deep in my soul, deep in my soul, down deep in my soul,
yeah.
You give me joy, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. How many know you can be free in the joy of the Lord this morning? Amen. There's nothing like the joy and peace of God. You know, growing up, my parents used to always tell me, you can be seated this morning. Growing up, my parents would always tell me happiness was a choice. It so irritated me because I didn't always feel happy. But you know what? You can't always control what happens in life around you. But you can choose how you respond to that. And in Jesus, we can have joy, a deep well of joy from the inside that wells up to overflowing. Because His eyes are always on us. His heart is always beholding His children. Amen. I'm so glad you chose to worship with us here this morning and worship Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one besides Jesus. There's no one with Jesus. It's Jesus alone. He is our Savior, our Redeemer, and our closest friend. If you're watching online this morning, we're so thankful you took time out of your busy Sunday schedule to join us. There's a bit.ly link, cgc.com/bit.ly. Bit.ly link /cgcguest. And if you just fill it out, a few points of information, we'd love to get to connect with you, get to know you a little bit better. And if you're here in person, we have a connection card. They're right out at the, maybe the ushers gave one to you, or if not, they're right at the welcome kiosk. If you just fill that out and turn that in, we're so glad you're here. Just a few points of information to get to know you and help you out. And there's a, if you're here in person, we have a gift of appreciation. Amen. How many know, how many, Let me slow down here. How many can believe that we're already at the end of April? A third of our year is already almost gone. Seems like we just went into 2021 and a third's already done. But I'm excited about what God has in store for the future. And there's some awesome things happening. At this time, we want Sister Simmons to come and share some of the awesome things that we're doing here in the future.
Woo-hoo. Praise the Lord, everybody. Psalm says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house, Lord. How many are glad to be in the house this morning? I'm very glad. I'm a little pumped this morning. We just got back from ladies' retreat, so that was an awesome experience. But this year's theme is, this is my story for Mother's Memorial. And look at your neighbor and say, Mother's Memorial. Every year we give a generous donation. And last year we supported 22 foreign Bible school students along with a large cash offering. Why don't you just give yourself a hand? That's very awesome. Not only do we support foreign Bible school students, we support Tupelo's Children's Mansion, Lighthouse Ranch for Boys, Haven of Hope, New Beginnings, My Hope Radio, and we purchase appliances for missionaries. All these ministries have a story, and I would like to keep donating to these ministries. If it wasn't for Mother's Memorial, some of these ministries wouldn't even be there today. So I'm so thankful for Mother's Memorial. And I asked Brother Isaiah to come up and help, and Mayla Simmons, if they would come up here. And I would just like, if you would like to donate to these causes, if you could just raise your hand. And I would like you to be prayerful about this. Every one of these are the foreign Bible school students. We spent $200 per Bible student. And this is such a great cause. You know, sometimes we can't go to these places, but we can definitely give. So if you could just be prayerful and fill out one of these cards. Thank you.
Amen. We serve an awesome God. Amen. This morning we have a number of giving options. If you're here in the building, you can give at the Welcome Center. There's a little plexiglass box out there. You can drop your offering. If you're watching online, you can go to our website, cgcmadison.org/giving. You can send it in through the good old-fashioned post office, 5301 Commercial Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin. Or you can text to give. Just please make sure you put in the amount and specify what you want that offering to go for. You know, this is me. I'm just giving you a warning. This is me sneaker preaching here. 16 out of 38 of Jesus' parables talked about money. Money is talked about more in the New Testament than heaven and hell combined. Money is talked about 5 times more than prayer in the Bible. While there are over 500 plus verses talking about prayer and faith, there are over 2,000 plus verses talking about money and possessions. Understand, in the biblical time, stewardship was not about what the steward owned, because the steward didn't own anything, but he was responsible for everything that the king possessed. And I know a lot of times people come in and say, well, you're always talking about giving and options, but understand this, because we're a steward of God's kingdom. We don't own it. He does. But we are responsible for everything that he's placed within our hands. And I challenge you this morning, taste and see that the Lord is good. If you've never tried giving and tithing, there's no time like the present. Don't let 2/3 of the year go by before you try it. We're already a third of the way through, and make sure you experience the blessings that God have for you. Somebody say, next Sunday. Next Sunday, May 2nd, we will be starting the next phase of our Sunday School Restart program. The youth, woohoo! Amen. The youth classes will be transitioning over to the fellowship hall, and we'll be starting up a 5th and 6th grade class in the library. You'll be dismissed following worship. We will not have the check-in process like we had before, but we are still asking all the parents of the 5th and 6th graders, please head to the library, which is right through those doors across the hall. Please go there and pick up your children after service. And then the following Sunday, May 9th, will be Mother's Day. Want to see how many people are looking ahead on the calendar? Sunday, May 9th is Mother's Day. There will be a flower giveaway to honor our moms. There will also be 2 photo booths available, so sons, husbands, please dress nicely to support your wives and your mothers so they can get a nice family photo on Mother's Day. Amen? Amen. How many are thankful for your mom? Amen. I appreciate my mom, appreciate my wife, and all the wonderful job she does helping with our children. If you'd stand with me, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We serve an awesome God. And I hope you came expecting this morning, because I'm excited about what he's going to do in the remainder of this service, what he's already begun to do in each and every one of our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We thank you for this service, God. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your purpose, God. Thank you that we can worship you, God. Thank you for meeting each and every need. Thank you for the healing that has gone forth, for the victory that has gone forth. God, thank you for all that you're going to do. Be with Pastor Seidel as he brings forth the word, God. Have your way in the lives of each and every person here this morning. Thank you, God, that we can gather together and worship you openly in our nation. God, we love you and we trust you and we believe in you. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Has the Lord been great to you at any point in time in your life? Has he done anything for you? Because I know he's done something for me, and I know I don't deserve it, but he did it for me. He did it for you, and he did it for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Great is the Lord, my conqueror. He has never failed me yet. Through all my trials, tribulations, he will deliver. The greatest one, he's God.
Hallelujah.
Great is the Lord, my conqueror. He has never failed me yet. Through all my trials, tribulations, he will deliver. The greatest one, he's God.
Hallelujah.
Never seen the righteous forsaken, the greatest one, he's God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is the Lord, my comforter. He has never left me yet. In all my days I've never seen the righteous forsaken, the greatest one, he's God. But he raises the standard.
Out of the darkness into in the light now. I'm living in the light now.
Hey, hey.
I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now.
Are you living in the light?
Feeling while we were singing that song that there were some people here that wanted to do a little more. Maybe it's time to let it out a little bit. Wear your mask. Let's have apostolic Pentecostal one God Jesus name worship here just for a little while longer. I'm going to ask them to sing a little bit. Let's worship the Lord here this morning and let it happen in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm living in the light. Hallelujah.
I'm living in the light now.
Hey,
I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now.
Hey.
I'm living in the light now. I'm living in the light now.
Woo.
I'm living in the light now. 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 Now your freedom is all I know.
The old man,
the old man, you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, when I met you.
Hallelujah.
You called my name. I prayed out of that grave.
Oh,
out of the darkness. Hallelujah. Out of the dark.
Church this morning. I'm glad I'm in a Pentecostal church this morning. I'm glad I'm in a one God tongue talking holy roller Jesus name baptizing church this morning. Oh yes, I'm excited to be part of the family of God. I'm happy to be called a child of the King. Oh hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There's no place I'd rather be. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. How many feel like they've come out of a grave this morning? He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Praise God. Couple of praise reports as we settle back. Brother Ben mentioned to me, he said he forgot to mention it. Brother Laney Smith is doing better. It was an attack of Bell's palsy. When we started praying, he was prescribed steroids, but he didn't even need to use them because there was such a change in his condition. And Dan Powell is in the house. Praise God. Sextuple bypass. Wait, I can't say what I'm thinking. We love you, Dan. We love you. Praise God that you're here. Amen. Let's praise him again. What a powerful presence of God. Open your Bibles, if you will, to 1 John 2:28, and I've already used 10 minutes of my time, so I'm going to have to hurry. And now, little children, abide in him that when he appears, everyone say, when he appears. When he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus is coming. Our district superintendent, Brother Jim Booker, is repeating that over and over again everywhere he goes. And I'm grateful for it. It's a reminder that we need to hear. Jesus is coming. Do you believe it? Jesus is coming. There was a time when that phrase was a more regular part of our conversation. We talked of it more often. Especially in Pentecost. I remember, I think it was 1980. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was 1980. Because I took my wife's, who was only then my fiance, took her student loan money and financed a trip to General Conference in Philadelphia. I think the statute of limitations has run out. We've paid all that money back already. And the theme of that conference, I was a brand new Christian. I was like six months in. But I can tell you a lot about that. It was a humbling experience. But ultimately, it was a wonderful time. It was a beginning of an effort by the United Pentecostal Church to be more effective on the eastern coast, on the eastern seaboard. And it was the first step of identifying that as a target for missions and outreach. But the theme of the conference was, Behold, He Cometh. You remember the song? Some of you do. Behold, He Cometh. And that the over the platform at the front of the auditorium was this giant representation. It must have been 20, 25, maybe 30 feet from top to bottom. And it was a picture of Jesus Christ coming back, a drawing, a rendition of Jesus Christ coming back with His arms open, shining like a light with a trail of light behind Him. And the whole theme was, Behold, He cometh. Jesus is coming. It's funny. It's an awkward truth. We sometimes overlook it. But look at Matthew 24. Matthew 24:3 says, And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of Thy coming and the end of the world? Matthew 24:27 says, For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:30 says, And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And Matthew 24:35 says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. In just one chapter, Jesus repeated the message that He is coming. Peter, Paul, and John wrote about it. But somehow, we forget it. Somehow, we ignore it. Or maybe we just keep it to ourselves. You mean you believe? You actually believe that Jesus is going to, like, come back and He's going to be in the clouds? You mean you believe that? I mean, you believe that there's going to be people that are going to just, like, fly up in the sky? Do you really believe that? That's an awkward conversation at break time, isn't it? Explain the science to that one. I don't know how. I don't know when. But I know that Jesus is coming. It sounds outrageous. It's one of the craziest doctrines in all of the things that we teach and believe, but it's in the Bible. And Jesus believed it. He taught it. You know, I think maybe it was kind of outrageous when the Red Sea opened up and the Israelites crossed over too. That's probably a little weird for them. What? Get moving! Think of Noah. It's going to rain. The fountains of the deep are going to open up. The whole earth is going to be covered with water. Or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When Paul talked about that, before the magistrates, they said,
I think he's going off his rocker. He's crazy. Somebody rose from the dead? I believe that Jesus died and was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the grave. I believe that God covered the earth with a flood. I believe Jonah was swallowed up by some kind of sea creature and was spit up on the shore. I don't understand it. I don't have to understand it. Someday I will, but not in this life. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Hey, let's remember who we're talking about. We're not talking about the World Health Organization. We're not talking about the U.S. government. We're talking about the creator of the universe. This is the God of the Bible, the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, the God of the apostles. This is the God of the day of Pentecost when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. This is the God of the new birth. This is the God whose presence is in this place right now. This is the God that dwells in every one of us who are filled with his Holy Spirit. Is this the God that I believe in? Is this the God that you believe in? Do we believe his word? The Bible says that with God, nothing is impossible. Jesus said one other thing. Well, he said a lot, but one other thing in that chapter. And maybe this is why we don't talk about it much. He said, but of that day, verse 36, in that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Wouldn't it be nice if we could, when we talk about this with people, we could tell them, you know, May 1st, 2021 is the day. You've got 6 days to get your act together. It would be so much easier. We want to put our finger on it. We want to nail it down. You know that when Jesus was here, many of his own people did not recognize who he was. Or they chose not to accept him. In large part, because he did not do things the way they expected him to. And I have a funny feeling that God does not intend to do things exactly the way we expect him to from this point forward. All right, now I'm going to age myself. Does anybody remember who Señor Wences is? I didn't think so. Señor Wences was a ventriloquist that would appear often on the Ed Sullivan Show. Yeah, and you're saying the Ed Sullivan Show? And, he had a Spanish accent, a Hispanic accent, but he was a gifted ventriloquist, and he had a whole bunch of characters, and he would actually have their characters have conversations on stage while he was doing his thing, and they would argue with each other. But he had this one character, and his name was Pedro. Pedro was a head in a box. And he had a wooden box up on the stage with him, and he would talk to Pedro, and he would open the box, and he would say, "Is that right?" And Pedro would say, "It's all right." And then he would close it up again. Now you know why I remember it after all these years. Sadait. That's what we want. We want a head in a box. so that we can say, this is the way it is. And then when we open it up, it says, Sarite. We're not going to be able to put God in a box. What we want is we want to have our religion in this neat little box, and then we can make a space in our life for that box and put it over there. And then when we need a little religion, we go over and open up the box and sodite. I feel better now. Jesus is coming. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I know Jesus is coming. You know, you can say that a couple different ways. Jesus is coming. Or you can say, Jesus is coming. Or, of course, your last choice is, Jesus is coming. It's all on how you say it. Oftentimes it's not what we say, it's how we say it. But most of the time when we say, Jesus is coming, like, someday. Probably not in my lifetime, but someday. Maybe. Probably not. I believe it, but it doesn't really affect the way I think. I believe it, but I'm not going to really change anything I'm doing. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. I said Jesus is coming. Not Aunt Jean or Uncle Lou. Not the neighborhood kid to come over and play with your children. Not his parents or the school principal or your boss. Not just the mayor, not just the governor, not just the president, but Jesus is coming. The counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. Jesus is coming. The creator, the King of Kings, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord Almighty, the Savior of the world, El Shaddai. Elohim, the judge of all mankind, the one who sits on the throne, the eternal one, Jesus, is coming. Jesus is coming. He is coming. He is coming. Jesus is coming. We don't know when. I can't figure out how. The angels told the disciples when he was taken up into heaven, they said, he's coming back in the same way. I'm not even sure what that means. Does that mean he's coming in a cloud? Does that mean he's going to look exactly the same? Does that mean he's coming to the exact same place? I'm not absolutely sure. But he's coming back the way he left. Thessalonians says there will be a sound of a trumpet and a shout. What kind of trumpet? Anybody have a trumpet here today? It's a weird thing to believe. It's kind of a test of your relationship with God and his word. Do you believe it? It says so in the book. When? When is he coming back? Jesus is coming. He's coming. That suggests imminence. That's like he's already on his way. Well, he's God. He can do things in an instant. Yeah, but when he came the first time, he sent a prophet before him to prepare the way. Guess who's supposed to prepare the way now? We are John the Baptist. We are the apostolic church. We are the messengers that go before him. He's coming. He's set things in motion. He's already doing the work. Anybody believe that? Anybody believe that COVID-19 was a surprise to Jesus? We think that way sometimes. We look at the world and we think, "What, God, you missed it. It's imminent." When I was in high school, I was in a musical called The Music Man. And that one of the opening scenes was the Wells Fargo wagon scene. And all the people of the town were lined up alongside the imaginary road, and they were singing the song, "The Wells Fargo wagon is a-coming down the street. Oh, please let it be for me." And when they, what they were saying was that the Wells Fargo wagon only came once in a while. And they knew the schedule. And they knew when to expect it. And it brought all the stuff that they had ordered out of the catalog. And they were waiting for it to show up. The whole town was excited. They were all lined up. Isn't that how we should feel about Jesus coming back? We order something from Amazon, and we check our app 6 hours later to see whether it's on its way or not. And then the next day, we want to know, is it on the truck yet? We have cameras outside our doors so that we can see when it shows up. Oh, the Amazon package is a-coming down the road. Please let it be for me. Some of us are more aware of where our Amazon package is than where we are standing with Jesus Christ. Jesus is coming. Get out your Bible app. Get out your actual Bible. Check your heart. Check your home. Check your schedule. Check your fellowship. Check your soul. Jesus is coming. Am I ready? Am I ready? He's on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way. Jesus is coming. How close? I don't know. But he's coming. Jesus is coming. And he's doing things to prepare for his arrival. Nothing happens in today's world that is a surprise to him. He's preparing, the scripture uses the phrase, prepare a highway in the desert for your God. John is the one who wrote John 3. Verse we read at the beginning of this, talking about his appearance. John 3, Jesus talked about the new birth. Same writer. He said if you wanted to see heaven, you had to be born of the water and of the Spirit. He's the same apostle that was among the 11 that the Bible says that when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins," the Bible says that the other 11 were with him. The implication is that they were all in agreement with what Peter was saying and doing. This is John, who at the beginning of our text says to the church with terms of endearment, as an elder and an apostle, says, "My dear children." This is personal. This is intimate. He wants the church to make sure they hear it. He wants to make sure the church feels it. He wants to make sure the church knows that he believes it with all his heart. He's a very old man. Some people think maybe even 100 years old. Probably living in Ephesus at the time. He may have already been through his lonely period of time on the island of Patmos. But now he's writing to the church and he's saying, "Dear children, this is the one thing you have to understand. He's coming back. Precious saints of God, child of God. He's the one that wrote John 15 and said, abide in him. Be faithful. Persevere throughout the book of Revelation. He talks about the churches. He records the letters to the churches from the presence of God that say, persevere. Each one of those churches has its hang-up or hang-ups. But John's message is, be faithful. Because you will be redeemed. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. John said when he appears. I'm at the closing out now. When he appears. This word is this phrase means when he's manifest. When he's manifested. We like to use that word. God manifests in the flesh. But there's going to become a greater manifestation of the living God in Jesus Christ. He's going to reveal himself in totality to his children. Listen, streets of gold are cool and gates of pearl, but we are going to know Jesus as he is. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. They don't get it. They don't understand it, because they don't know Jesus. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. But it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, when he shall appear, when he will be manifest, when he reveals himself again, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Let's stand. When a truck leaves the dock and it's fully loaded, it has a list of whatever's in that truck. It's called the shipping manifest. When a plane leaves the airport, this is sometimes why we sit so long on the apron to the runway, is because they have to get the passenger manifest straightened out. Who's on the plane and who's not? Are they sitting in the proper seats? Jesus is going to manifest himself. But I want to be on the passenger manifest when he comes back. I want my name to be on a list. I want to be in the right seat. It's for those who know him, John said. We're not talking about just people who have sung about Jesus. We're not talking about people who have just talked about Jesus or have heard a lot of other people sing and talk about Jesus. We're talking about people who know him. This is not a casual acquaintance. I know David Bernard, the superintendent of the United Pentecostal Church. I've met him. I've shaken his hand. I've been in the room when he was teaching. But if I was at Walmart, he wouldn't know who I was. He might be a little weirded out because I'd be staring at him. Is that? Yeah, I think he would probably be courteous enough to come over and shake my hand, recognizing that it's another one of those guys.
But I know Jerry Simmons. I know Jessica Rivest. I know Peter Sandin. I know Phil Demas. I know them. We've prayed together. Sometimes we've cried together. We've eaten together. A lot. We've been in a lot of meetings together. Sometimes we've disagreed. But we can do that because we know each other. He will be manifest. He will completely reveal himself to those who know him. We will see him. We will know him as we are known. We will be manifest. Listen. If it wasn't for what he has done on the cross at Calvary, not just the cross, but the rising from the tomb and the pouring out his spirit, if it wasn't for that, I would be scared. I would be petrified. I would be terrified to see him when he comes. Because I know who I am. And I know what's in me. And so does he. But he's a God of grace, a God of mercy, a God of love. And he has made a way for me to be ready when he comes. His grace and mercy, I just can't imagine what it's going to be like when we see him. His grace and mercy and love will just, I believe it'll just pour out on us. We'll just feel completely swept away. That's what the rapture is all about. And all of our inadequacies and all of our weaknesses will be insignificant because he will have forgiven us. It will be under the blood because we know him. And the light of his manifestation will overwhelm us, but only if we know him. Is there a highway in your heart this morning? Am I prepared for his return? Are you? Praise God. If there's something you need to get out of the road, if there's something you need to renew, it may not be that there's anything in your life that's preventing you other than you've just drifted. You've lost something over the last year. Hey, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He's on his way. He's coming. Now is the time to prepare the highway. Now is the time to make a way. Now is the time to manifest yourself before him at the cross, because he can wash all of our sins away. He can give us his spirit. He can renew in us the thing that we had when we first came. Why don't you step out from where you are? Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Why don't you come and pray?
Lamb that was slain, he's alive. Forever he shall reign, he's alive. They crucified him on Calvary, but he rose in victory.
crucified on Calvary, but he rose in victory. Put them under my feet.
Heroes,
heroes in glory,
all power and authority.
He conquered my enemies. He put them under my feet.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Talked about preparing the way, they gave specifics, and I certainly can't give specifics to everybody's situation, but you know, we let things get out of hand sometimes. We hold feelings toward people that we shouldn't have in our heart. We let things go, maybe make allowances in our life for certain things. That's where we need to make the changes, where we need to prepare the way. So I want to encourage you, as you leave here this morning, don't let it be just about this
hour and 15 minutes that we spend here in this room, but let it affect. Let's all of us make some changes to prepare our hearts and minds for Jesus' return. What is it in your life that he's dealing with you about? Maybe you've never been baptized in Jesus' name. I want you to seriously consider it. Maybe you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Jesus is coming. Maybe you're holding a grudge against a brother or sister. You need to get that out of the road. Praise God. Let's continue to pray for Pastor Roy and Sister Lois Grant and the Rossings as they travel. Pray for Brother Jay Henry, his newlywed situation. Praise God. Pray for Ray Burgett. He's grieving over the loss of his wife. Keep these things in prayer. Have a great week. God bless you in Jesus' name.